Good afternoon. It's 5:06 and 88 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Hallie Adams.
Vaccination rates in the Gateway Health District are on the rise.
Education leaders are looking to lawmakers for relief in COVID-related protocols.
Kentucky is facing the highest positivity rate of the pandemic.
The University of Kentucky is mandating COVID testing for non-vaccinated.
Berea College says positive students may need to withdraw from classes.
Religious leaders say getting vaccinated is helping your neighbor.
Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low around 69. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news. Officials with the Gateway District Health Department say they are continuing to see more individuals get vaccinated, but that's as the number of new infections continue to go up as well. In the Health Department's weekly recap last week, there were 438 active cases of COVID throughout Bath, Elliott, Menifee, Morgan, and Rowan counties. That number is now up to 566. Greg Brewer is the department's public health director. He says the effort against current trends is dependent solely on vaccines.
Everything's attributed to the vaccinations. I mean, it's, if we was to get everybody vaccinated, we'd be on a different path. But since we're not, we're going to, the hospitals are busting at the seams. And they're having to decide between, who we're going to see.
Still, Brewer says he has seen people waiting in each health department's lobbies to be vaccinated and hopes that will continue.
Over 5,400 COVID-19 cases were reported in the Commonwealth Thursday. That's the second highest day of new cases since the pandemic began. The positivity rate is also the highest seen so far at over 13%. In his updated posted to social media, Governor Andy Beshear says Kentuckians need to make the necessary steps to stop the spread.
We need you to get vaccinated if you have it, and then you need to be wearing a mask anytime outside of the house, but indoors somewhere. This variant isn't playing around. It is burning through our population, and it is taking people we love. We need all hands on deck, and we need to alter our behavior. Be very concerned about large indoor groups.
Beshear says children are feeling the spread as well, reporting over 4,000 new cases in individuals 18 and under over a three-day period.
And speaking of children, education leaders across the state are asking lawmakers to expand the number of non-traditional instruction days for the school year. During the 2020-21 school year, districts were allowed unlimited NTI days to accommodate the need for COVID-related quarantines and shutdowns. This year, schools have only been allotted 10 days. Rowan County Superintendent John Maxey says additional days missed will have to be made up at the end of the school year.
We've just been talking to our legislators and urging them to do something about providing us more flexibility to do virtual, to open that up, and to allowing us to do more of NTI days if needed. And they need to do something about the way they are calculating our funding. For our average daily attendance, we're going to have a real struggle this year just because of COVID.
Currently, Rowan has around 200 students in quarantine. Maxey says a large spread of the virus among students would lead the district to consider shutting down.
The University of Kentucky says weekly COVID-19 testing will be mandatory for all unvaccinated faculty, students, and staff. LAX18 reports UK President Eli Capilouto made the announcement in a campus-wide email Thursday. The university says as of Tuesday, 74% of the current campus community was fully vaccinated or in the process of being fully vaccinated. The email outlines testing locations and includes a reminder that masks continue to be required indoor regardless of vaccination. Employees should begin signing up for their mandatory testing appointments on August 30th, and testing will begin on September 1st.
Religious scholars are saying getting vaccinated is an act of love. As of right now, individuals can be exempt from getting a vaccine due to religious reasons, but scholars say doing so would actually go against the teachings of the Bible. Bellarmine University theology professor Gregory Hillis tells Wave 3 News Jesus said to, quote, love thy neighbor as thyself.
There is no major religion that opposes the vaccines. And in fact, from a Catholic perspective, the Pope has been very clear about this, that there is a moral obligation to receive the vaccine, that it's an act of love.
He says Bellarmine University is now requiring students and staff to be vaccinated.
Berea College students could face withdrawal for the semester if tested positive for COVID-19. WMKY's Cassidy Stearman has the story.
Berea College President Lyle Roloffs sent an email to the students on Monday explaining the policy. In it, he explained testing positive would require them to quarantine for 10 days and could have a negative impact on their grades. Roloffs tells LAX 18 there would be no financial consequences and students could return the following semester. There are mixed reviews from students, some saying they understand the policy and others saying it is unfair. Berea was one of the first universities to require vaccinations for students, faculty, and staff. For WMKY News, I'm Cassidy Stearman.
We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe, across from St. Clair Healthcare on Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead. Rutabaker's has made from scratch cakes, scones, cookies, and cinnamon rolls. Lunch items feature signature sandwiches, braids, and salads. Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe, open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., curbside delivery at 780-4282. Facebook and online at rutabakers.com.
Government officials are creating incentives to encourage Kentuckians to get vaccinated. According to WYMT, some of the least vaccinated areas in the state are rural communities, such as Clay County, with only 32% of the population vaccinated. Senate President Robert Stivers created his own incentive ideas for his hometown.
It is not a mandate. It is a local response to the pandemic with much community engagement.
Stivers says health officials will be able to easily track the success rate of incentive plans in real time so other counties can see what works and what doesn't.
The city of Charleston, West Virginia, is planning to give a $500 to every city employee who's fully vaccinated against COVID-19. In a release Tuesday, the city said Mayor Amy Schuler Goodwin has sent a letter to City Council to request the funds. Employees must have at least two doses of either the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines, or one dose of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. According to WSAZ, Goodwin will ask Council to approve the allocation from American Rescue Plan funds. The money would be distributed as either a $500 cash payment or a $500 health savings account contribution to the eligible employees. If council passes the measurement, employees would have until October 31st to submit their vaccination cards. The total cost of the proposal would be around $450,000 if all employees participate.
A health alert was sent last week warning residents about inappropriate use of a drug for deworming livestock. WMKY's Ethan Jenkins has more.
According to the alert, the Mississippi Poison Control Center has received several calls related to the ingestion of ivermectin meant for livestock. However, some are using the drug to treat and prevent COVID-19. Ivermectin is approved for use in both people and animals, but animal drugs are highly concentrated and can be toxic to humans. According to the health alert, at least 70% of the recent calls have been related to ivermectin purchased at livestock supply centers. According to WMC, the Poison Control Center advises healthcare professionals to report patients with illness related to the medication. For WMKY News, I'm Ethan Jenkins.
A project that state officials call critical to Eastern Kentucky's economy entered a new phase on Tuesday. According to WYMT, the expansion has been in work since 2017. That includes four lanes with an 8-mile span between mile mark 57 and 65. Governor Andy Beshear says the Mountain Parkway expansion is going to bring opportunities to Eastern Kentucky and safety for everyone who drives.
It's the key to opening up Eastern Kentucky, of ensuring that we can have widespread economic development everywhere. These are the only dollars that I have 100% discretion on where to send. And as the dad of an 11 and a 12-year-old, what's better than making sure our most precious cargo, our kids, get to and from school safely? We've been ranked as, I think, the 6 most dangerous rural roads in the country. We're doing something about that today.
Governor Beshear presented a $250,000 to Morgan County schools to improve road safety and says the project will continue until it reaches Prestonsburg.
Senate Democrats are calling on Governor Andy Beshear and Kentucky's congressional delegation to join more than a dozen other states and offer the state as a permanent home for Afghan refugees. State Representative Joni Jenkins says groups like Kentucky Refugee Ministries and the Kentucky Council of Churches are standing by and ready to help.
Given the events that have happened in the last week and what all Kentuckians are watching unfold on the news, we thought it was important for us to communicate our support. We want to be part of the solution. We want to welcome folks.
The Biden administration has allocated $500 million for unexpected and urgent refugee and migration needs, victims of conflict and others at risk as a part of the Taliban takeover in Afghanistan. The Pentagon says it's using facilities in Texas, Virginia, and Wisconsin to house people applying for visas.
Taking a quick look at sports this afternoon, Morehead State Volleyball opens the season this weekend in Athens, Georgia at the Classic City Clash. MSU faces the host Georgia Bulldogs Friday night at 7 p.m. with the number 22 Pepperdine at 12:30 and Winthrop at 5 p.m. on Saturday. Georgia match will air on SEC Network Plus. Fresh off the program's third NCAA tournament appearance and first ever win, the Morehead State volleyball team is eager to get the action going again this fall, with a traditional non-conference and conference slate lying ahead in 2021. MSU will host the Eagle Challenging next week at Johnson Arena. They will welcome Evansville, Radford, and Cleveland State.
The University of Kentucky has released protocols for home football games this season. WMKY's Ethan Jenkins has the story.
Nobody attending the UK games will have to show proof of vaccination, but all individuals, including children who are unvaccinated, are required to wear masks indoors and outdoors at all times. Masks will be required for vaccinated individuals indoors, but not outdoors. UK in its release stated restrooms, Longship Club, Central Bank Club, the Lexus Lodge, the Central Bank Press Box, all elevators, the KFB Recruit Room, player and guest entrance, first aid rooms, offices, suite lobbies, and any other spaces that are fully enclosed are considered indoors and masks are required. According to LEX18, UK also announced that it expects tailgating, bands, and cheerleaders for the games. The popular catwalk will make its way down Talbot Todd Way to the Nutter Training Facility. However, the school says the route could change during the season. For WMKY News, I'm Ethan Jenkins.
Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast for tomorrow, isolated showers and thunderstorms after 4 p.m., otherwise mostly sunny throughout the day with a high near 89. Saturday night, mostly clear, a low around 71. Sunday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon hours, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 89. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Rachel Turner, Jonathan Burton, Hallie Adams, Cassidy Stearman, Alyssa White, Wiley Tanner, Ethan Jenkins, and Shamari Mosley. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY, Morehead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Hallie Adams and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers. For WMKY News, now back to All Things Considered.